This is Morning Edition on WYLL. I'm Jim Meadows. The U.S. Supreme Court could rule as soon as today on whether health insurance subsidies under the Affordable Care Act can only be offered for policies obtained through insurance exchanges run by the states, not by the federal government. A ruling against the subsidies for federally run exchanges would affect Illinois, where about 250,000 people receive such subsidies. I talked about the case with two people who are watching it closely. Jeff Ingram is the CEO of Health Alliance, the medical plan provider owned by Urbana-based Carle Foundation. About 10 to 12,000 Health Alliance members receive insurance through the Illinois Exchange, and a good portion of those receive subsidies. Ingram explained what their options would be if the subsidies are eliminated.
The options, if the subsidies aren't available, is to look at your current coverage, look at what other options, for example, Health Alliance might have that might be more affordable, and then look to change your coverage and buy something that doesn't cost as much as the current program that you have. If that's not possible, then it's likely that some of those individuals would go back to being uninsured and they would drop their coverage. Once they do that, as they go back to access the health insurance system, they would then qualify for charity care coverage. Again, depending on their income and their ability to pay, they would likely access charity care to meet their health care needs in the meantime as we wait for the federal government to figure out what the next move is to address the problem.
Well, what would you like to see happen going forth from now if there is a ruling against the current interpretation of the Affordable Care Act?
In my opinion, I think the thing that makes the most sense, given what has happened to this point, would be that the Supreme Court allow for a transition period of 18 to 24 months so that we can get through the next election, so the political parties know who's going to be the next president of the United States, which parties are going to control which houses of Congress. And at that point, hopefully then the parties can sit down together and craft a solution that meets the needs of both political parties that will address the problem in a way that will be effective in meeting the challenge that individuals and groups have in obviously buying insurance, buying affordable coverage, and being able to gain access to health care.
You're saying it's going to take until after the presidential election for Congress and the president to be able to really address the issue.
Yeah, that's my viewpoint, because I think that it's unlikely that the current administration and the Republicans and Democrats today can craft a solution that would be acceptable to all sides. And so I think it's going to take a little bit longer time. That's why it probably makes sense to allow for a transition period that gets you past the next election so people know who's going to be in charge in Washington, and hope that those leaders can sit down and craft a solution that makes sense.
That's Jeff Ingram, CEO of Urbana-based Health Alliance, talking about a possible path for Congress and the president if the Supreme Court strikes down health insurance subsidies for people insured through federally run insurance exchanges. I also talked with attorney Mark Rust, with the law firm of Barnes and Thornburg in Chicago. He's an expert on the Affordable Care Act, who says if the Supreme Court strikes down the subsidies and Congress fails to act, there is a solution that Illinois could implement to restore them. But he says with no action, the implications in Illinois would be grave.
There will be fewer people, about 250,000 fewer people in Illinois who are receiving subsidies for their health insurance. The betting is that a very large number of them will drop their coverage. The people who will drop their coverage will not be the sickest ones. The sickest ones know that their coverage is cheap in comparison to the care that they're getting. So the people who will drop their coverage are the healthy ones. That means there will be less money in the system. It will upset the actuarial tables. It will create a spike in prices, perhaps as great as 50%. So we will see all that happen immediately, with the obvious effect on insurers that they may wish to pull out of the market. If they pull out of the market, those who are committed to the market will be taking on even greater actuarial risk. So that's just in the state of Illinois.
What does this mean for hospitals?
Well, hospitals have by and large adjusted in the last couple of years to the new reality that although Medicaid and Medicare and other payments that they are getting for publicly funded patients have diminished, at least a fair amount of the what was formerly purely charity care that they've had to give has been covered by insurers, because a lot of folks who were sick that couldn't afford insurance and needed assistance from the hospital now were able to go out and purchase insurance, and so an insurance company is paying the bills for those people. They will go back to seeing not only a world in which they have diminished payments from the federal government, but they also will go back to a higher amount of charity care if they find more people who are not covered by insurance.
If we're talking about action taken on the state level, the state setting up its own health insurance exchange, how complicated is that to do in terms of, say, assuming there's political will? How long would it take to do, and how much would it cost?
The state of Illinois is in a tremendous position because it chose to become a partner state with the federal government, in which it used the portal of healthcare.gov, so all of the technology was done for the state. The fact is that now that the technology is in place that the federal government has established, it is unnecessary for any state to put a lot of its own money into technology. It is capable, as long as HHS agrees, to simply lease that technology from the federal government. In other words, do exactly what's happening now, except establish a legal contractual relationship with HHS that says for a dollar a year or $100,000 a year or $1 million a year, whatever it's going to be, we want to lease healthcare.gov, and we will maintain our Get Covered Illinois website. That's how an Illinois consumer accesses it. And in a couple of clicks of the button, they'll be on healthcare.gov.
That's healthcare attorney Mark Rust of the firm Barnes & Thornburg in Chicago, who says that if a Supreme Court ruling requires them to, Illinois might be able to set up its own health insurance exchange without spending a lot of money. I also talked with Jeff Ingram, the CEO for Health Alliance. You'll find these interviews, plus an interview with Claudia Lenhoff of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, on our website, willnews.org.